Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joel Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard and also at its new location at 5000 Ambassador Caffrey in the Province Cordoba office complex. The phone number is 337-233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The Transportation Department is going to punish General Motors with a record $35 million fine for its flawed recall of more than 2.5 million vehicles. GM learned in 2001 certain of its vehicles had defective switches, but it didn't recall them for more than a decade. At least 13 deaths are associated with this defect. The Transportation Department also says GM has agreed to accept stringent oversight rules. It's part of the federal government's investigation into the automaker's slow response. Fire officials in San Diego County say they've discovered one body in a homeless camp as crews battle wildfires. There are 9 major fires burning in the county. David Wagner of member station KPBS says thousands of people have been warned to evacuate.
Waves of new messages went out as the most urgent fire spread toward Escondido, a city 30 miles north of San Diego. Local television stations showed footage of nearby homes in flames. County Supervisor Diane Jacobs said the fires could be a sign of things to come.
This is just the beginning from what could become a very dangerous fire season, the worst fire season that we have seen in a long, long time.
For NPR News, I'm David Wagner in San Diego.
Meanwhile, police in the city of Escondido, north of San Diego, have arrested 2 people on suspicion of starting 2 fires. Election officials in India say the opposition party has won national elections in a landslide. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Delhi and says Indian voters turned their backs on the long-governing Congress Party dominated by the Gandhi family dynasty.
Anti-incumbency played a significant role in this election. 10 years in power, and anyone in power will face at some level the wrath of the voters. But I think what you also have is a layer of dynastic politics that many people increasingly have begun to resent. And the main opposition party of Narendra Modi, the BJP, really exploited that. They told me today this was a complete repudiation of corruption and dynastic politics.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in Delhi. Talks between Iran and 6 world powers over its nuclear program continue in Vienna. Delegates say progress is slow. Western powers don't want Iran to be able to use its program to create a nuclear weapon. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, traveling in Israel, says the United States is committed to making sure Iran never builds such a weapon.
America will do what we must to live up to that commitment.
Nuclear negotiators cannot yet agree on the future size of Iran's nuclear program. Iran says it needs to be large enough to create plants to generate electricity, but Western officials are skeptical. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down about 5 points at 16,443. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Scientists say the skeletal remains of a teenage girl who died about 13,000 years ago show that early Americans evolved from Asians. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports on one of the oldest skeletons ever found in the Americas.
The girl apparently fell into a cave that subsequently flooded. Archaeologists recently found most of her skeleton and examined DNA from a tooth. Their analysis confirms that the earliest Americans came from Asia at the end of the last ice age. The scientists also say the DNA suggests a close genetic link between these early people and modern Native Americans. The skeleton was found submerged in a cave in the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico and was extremely well preserved. The discovery is described in the journal Science. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
There have been 2 explosions in Kenya's capital, and 10 people have been killed. Kenyan authorities say one blast hit a small bus. A second explosion detonated in a marketplace. Several people have been injured. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan has canceled a planned trip to a northeastern village. That's where Islamist militants abducted nearly 300 schoolgirls. It would have been Jonathan's first visit to the region, but it's apparently been called off because of security concerns. Some of the worst flooding ever to strike Serbia and Bosnia has killed at least 4 people. Thousands of people are said to be stranded on their rooftops by rising water. Thousands of others have fled to higher ground. Officials in Serbia say they have received the heaviest rains ever recorded in Serbia in more than 120 years. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Nonesuch Records, with the Black Keys' new album, Turn Blue, featuring the single Fever, available on CD, LP, and download at Amazon.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Right now we're going to venture back to 1984. Here is Albert King with a cover of one of Robert Cray's early hits.
I see a number written up on the wall. Yeah, I'm standing in this phone booth, baby. I see a number written up on the wall. Hey, I'm new in Chicago. I don't know no one else to call.
Listen.
Say, call the greeter anytime, day or night. I know you'll treat me right. Standing in this phone booth, this hawk is blowing cold outside.
Thank you.
come down here every day. Not too far away. Well, you know, I'm gonna take my water on a different beach. I'm gonna sit down in the sand and play. Well, let's get out of here, boys. Well, well.
Deep down in Florida, music from the Muddy Waters Band from the 1980 release, King Bee. Preceding Muddy Waters here on the Blues Box was Albert King. We heard the late Albert King from 1984 doing a cover of the Robert Cray tune, A Phone Booth. And that last disc, that last album, was one of about three that Johnny Winter produced for Muddy Waters. Actually, it was for Columbia, and he had a subsidiary label called Blue Sky. And apparently, as a kid, always wanted to play with Muddy Waters. He definitely got his chance. He produced a disc. He was also on it as a guitarist. We're going to listen next to a track from his first recording done back in 1968 in Austin, Texas. The disc is called The Progressive Blues Experiment, and from that disc here is his tribute to Muddy Waters, Johnny Winter.
I know.
Johnny Winter from 1968 and from his album, The Progressive Blues Experiment. Again, that was a tribute to Muddy, some great hot blues guitar playing for Texas back in 1968. This album was recorded at a place called the Vulcan Gas Company. It's like a 300 block of Congress south of the state capitol in Austin. And it lasted 3 or 4 years. There were a lot of local bands that played there, but also Muddy Waters played there, Jimmy Reed, Big Joe Williams, Mississippi Fred McDowell, John Lee Hooker. The list goes on and on, endless list of great blues artists that performed at that particular club. It ended up folding because they didn't have a liquor license, and it was they couldn't make money on the gigs that they had. And anyway, a couple of the founders of the Vulcan ended up opening up another great Texas venue, the Armadillo World Headquarters. We're going to stay with Austin next. We're going to turn now to Angela Straley. She worked at Antone's back in the 70s quite a bit and was lucky enough to perform with a lot of great blues artists. Here she is with some of Austin's finest, Angela Straley, doing a rendition of the John Brim classic, Tough Times.
Me and my baby were talking. What he said is true. Seemed like time's getting tough. Just like it wasn't 32. You ain't got a job. I feel the way past due. Now tell me, baby. Had a good job, working many long hours a week, but they had a big layoff, and they took for me. Now I'm broke and disgusted, I'm worried as I can be, can't even find a part-time job, ain't nothing in my house to eat. Talking, what he said is true. Seemed like time's getting tough, just like it wasn't 32. You ain't got a job, I feel the way past due. Now tell me, baby. You just can't live happy no more.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Begno Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal manufacturer and industry innovator specializing in precision sheet metal cutting, bending, perforation, forming, laser welding, and assembly. As a locally grown company, Begno prides itself on community engagement and support. Each Friday, Begno invites visitors and clients to tour the facility and enjoy lunch with the team. To schedule a visit, the telephone number is 237-5069.
Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocal. Snooky from a disc called Shake My Hand that came out 1999 on Blind Pig Records. It's, Snooky here doing a number called Someday Baby. He, during a period in the 90s, started recording with Antones Records out of Austin, Texas. He had some great releases there. Antones, of course, was the club was a mecca for blues players from all over the country, and they also did some great recordings during that period of time when a lot of other people didn't seem to, a lot of other studios and labels didn't seem to have all that much interest in blues. Antones, I think, helped restore that, redevelop a lot of interest at the time. We heard prior to Snooky, recording on Antone's Records, Angela Straley, who lived in Austin back then. Angela from the late 1980s. She had Danny Freeman on guitar with her, and they were doing a rendition of the John Brim tune, Tough Times. Here's another Austinite, Kim Wilson, one of the founding members of the band, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, back in the 70s. Here's Kim from a disc called Looking for Trouble, Kim on blues harp and vocals with a number called Sometimes. Thank you.
sometimes I feel like crying, but the tears just won't come down. Sometimes I feel like crying, but the tears just won't come down. All because I want my loved one, but she's nowhere around. Sometimes I think I want to leave, then again I want to stay. Oh, I think I want to leave, then again I want to stay. Yes, my thoughts so mixed up ever since she went away. She'll return someday. Oh, I'm so all alone, I know I can't last this way. Sometimes I feel like crying, but the tears just won't come down. Oh, I feel like crying, but the tears just won't come down. All because I want my loved one, but she's well around.
We'll be right back.
The Vaughn Brothers from the album Family Time, Stevie Ray Vaughan and his older brother Jimmy Vaughan. That was a title track, a tune called Brothers. I apologize for a skip there, too. It was some older vinyl. Brenda White King was a vocalist on that, and that accordion playing you heard in the background was Rockin' Sydney. Again, Stevie Ray and Jimmy Vaughan. That album came out in 1990, which was, of course, the year that Stevie Ray died in that helicopter crash. Before we heard the Vaughan Brothers, we heard Kim Wilson, a fellow Austinite, Kim from his disc Looking for Trouble. Kim did a number called Sometimes. And from Austin, we're going to move on up to Dallas, Texas, next here on KRVS. Music from Darryl Newlish and the band Texas Heat. This is from a 1991 release called Business as Usual. Darryl Newlish had been the harp player and the vocalist with Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. He was one of the founding members of that band. And, of course, he went on to do quite a lot of, he's done quite a lot since then. This, was an interesting interlude, him fronting his own band. Here's Darryl Newlish with a number called I Can't Be Satisfied.
I need to take a real long walk and give myself a good long talk. I don't exactly have the blues. I just can't be satisfied. My diamond ring has lost its sheen. You pretty women don't mean a thing. Don't know where to put the blame. I just know I don't feel the same. Well, I used to be happy, or so it seemed. Now I feel like the joke's on me. It ain't so funny, but it must be true. Won't somebody tell me, please, what to do? I must have fallen off the track. I wonder if I'll ever get back. I'm searching for a little peace of mind. It's like a needle in the hay. It's so hard to find. Take a real long walk and give myself a good long talk. I don't exactly have the blues. I just can't be satisfied.
Hell, I don't even want to be. You know, I wouldn't be the president if the whole world voted for me. Someone to have to tell me when I'd be alone and when to think. Or to have someone taste my cognac, baby, before I could take a drink. No, 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 partner, partner. That's not the role for me to play. No way. I said no, 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 partner. That's not the role for me to play. For to be watched in all my happiness, big man, I couldn't take that for a day. No way. Now just suppose I had a girlfriend and called her, and she lived way across the lake. You see, comrades would know the whole conversation, man, because they'd have me on tape. Then I'd have to go on the television to tell all about my private life. I wouldn't mind the people knowing, man, but what about my wife? No, 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 partner. Presidents is not on my mind. I said no, 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 partner. Being the president's not on my mind. Because to do 4 years and never be private seemed too much to me like doing time. Doing time. For instance, what's happening? Energy shortage and all that stuff. It'd be cheaper eating money than food, man, but still, you wouldn't get enough. Then I'd have to tell the people when to sleep and when to think, how to eat and how to cook it, man. No, no, I could never do it that way. No, partner, being the president is not for me. I said, no, 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 partner, partner. The president I don't want to be. But if I run for mayor of my own hometown, I want all y'all to vote for me. Ah, man, that sounds good, man. Look at him. Here he comes right now. Look at him coming down the street. That's Mayor, Mayor. We call him just the mayor. Yeah. Mayor of my own hometown. Job. But I ain't gonna be no president. No, 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 Lord. You can keep that presidency for all you people who think you know what you're doing. I'm not gonna be president.
I don't want to be president. A band called the Four Jacks recorded last year. This is from a disc called Deal With It. Sort of a throw-together group of great musicians. Big Joe Mayer from Big Joe and the Dinoflows. Anson Funderburg, formerly of Anson Funderburg and the Rockets. Anson on guitar. And, of course, we heard prior to this a friend of Anson Funderburg's, co-founder of the band The Rockets, Daryl Newlish. We heard Daryl Newlish from 1991 doing a number called I Can't Be Satisfied. That last tune that we just heard, I Don't Want to Be President, is actually an old Percy Mayfield number. Percy Mayfield, poet of the blues. He wrote classics like Please Send Me Someone to Love, Hit the Road Jack, and a number of others, River's Invitation. Here is late Percy Mayfield from July of 1951 here on KRVS doing a number called Ruthie May.
I would like to write a song about the moonlight, but I know I'll have to write the way I feel. How can I say the moon is bright when you're not with me at night? And to me, the moonbeams are not real. I would like to tell just why the stars are shining and just why they decorate the Milky Way. How can I write about the stars when it's cloudy in my heart and all my thoughts are of my darling Ruthie Mae?
like the wet that's in water, like the dawn that's in day. You're in my veins, that you remain that way, that way. Now it seems that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruth May. Water, like the dawn that's in day. You're in my veins, there to remain that way, that way. Now it seems that all my songs are filled with sadness, for the sadness in my heart is here to stay. I know I'll never write a tune about the stars and about the moon until you return, my darling Ruth May. Until you return, my darling Ruth May.
I got bricks in my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. I got bricks in my pillow, mama, and my head can't rest no more. Spiders crawling on my wall, black snakes lying round my floor. I got mud in my water, mama, I got drugs all in my teeth. I got mud in my water, mama, I got drugs all in my teeth. Well, I got bugs in my room, and they keep on biting me. I got holes in my pocket, mama. I got great big patches on my face. I got holes in my pocket, mama. Great big patches on my face. Well, I'm behind in my house rent. Still, he wants it in the day.
the California-based band The Mannish Boys from their two-disc set Double Dynamite. Their rendition of an old Robert Nighthawk tune, a number called Bricks in My Pillow. Before we heard The Mannish Boys here on KRVS, we heard Percy Mayfield, the late great Percy Mayfield from 1951, doing a number called Ruthie May. We have music next from Barking Bill Smith on vocals, fine Chicago vocalist from years ago. He's here with Dave Spector on guitar and also special guest Ronnie Earle on guitar from a disc called Bluebird Blues, their rendition of Lie to Me.
If I lose you, I lose my mind. So lie to me, make me believe every word you say. Just lie, 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 lie. I'd rather have it that way. Nobody told me you were cheating. All that just a feeling I had. So if I'm right, you'd better lie to me. Then I won't feel so bad. Because the truth would only hurt me. And that price is too big to pay. So lie to me, lie to me. I'd rather have it that way. I said the truth would mean I lose you. So tell me a little lie instead. Tell me that you love me. I'll believe every word you say. Even if you lie, 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 lie. I'd rather have it that way. Thank you. word you say. Even if you lie, 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 I'd rather have it that way.
Lie to Me Again, Barkin' Bill Smith with Dave Spector and Ronnie Earle. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We are streaming live audio on the web at krvs.org. And thanks to all of you out there who've been keeping us on the air with your annual contributions. We are member-supported public radio, and we wouldn't be here without